Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Truly, I love that song. You have to speak to that storm. There's always a storm. Amen. But how many know that we can speak to the storms in our lives? Amen. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fret. All we have to do is speak. And when you speak, speak boldly. Speak confidently that God is going to bring you out. Hey, it only lasts for a moment. Amen. Once again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many want to be empowered to pursue your destiny? Well, if so, you're in a place. But before we get started, I'd like to just acknowledge Prophetess Turk, and she's been coming on the line, and sometimes she has to drop off before she's able to say anything, but I see her today, and I just want to acknowledge her. Amen. So I'm going to open up Prophetess Turk line and see if she's able to just give us a shout and say hello to the people of God. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess. I thank the Lord today for being on this line. I got the message, and I just wanted to hear what the man has to say, you know. He said he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we is a body of believers, so I'm just glad to be on the phone line today. Amen.
Amen. Well, we certainly wasn't going to let today go by without acknowledging you on today, and we thank God for you. This is a mighty woman of God that lives in Sacramento, California, that we met some years ago, just a sweetheart. So I just wanted to acknowledge you at this time, Prophetess Sandra Turk. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. So we're just here to encourage and to enrich and to enhance and empower and enlighten listeners to trust God in every area of your life, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We don't owe an apology for pursuing destiny in Christ Jesus. We have been mandated to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly on our foundational scripture. And our foundational scripture is found in Ephesians 20, and it says we are and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. How many know that we are built? The foundation has already been laid. So all we have to do is continue on and would have already been founded. Amen. We ought to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're just so excited about what God is doing. Once again, we're on the air, and as many of you all know, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I know that's a sacrifice, but if you have a burning testimony that you may not be able to get out Monday through Friday on this regular broadcast, we invite you on Saturday morning to tune in with Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina. She hosts this segment, and it's a time where you can share your testimonies. Amen. And we invite you on Sunday morning for early Sunday morning prayer. We're on the line for 30 minutes before you go into your houses of worship. If you could take 30 minutes to come on and pray with us, we certainly would be grateful. Amen. We certainly expect you to tune in each and every time you come on this line. Tune in expecting to receive some fresh oil, some fresh manna from God Almighty. Amen. All of our segments air, and they're on the same telephone line, and that is area code 858-683-1334. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you're able to listen to these messages in their entirety on our. Also, for those of you who are on Facebook, you can visit our Facebook page and like us, and you can also tweet. We're on Twitter at at New Destiny 54. Amen. And our mailing address, should you like to submit any prayer requests or any praise reports, and you would like to for us to share them, you can do so at New Destiny Ministries. And that mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California. And the zip is 95205. Now we're encouraging you, don't sign off, because God has a word for you today. Amen. We're just so excited to have with us today. Amen. We see Prophetess Theodora Glover all the way out of Atlanta, Georgia. We just want to acknowledge her. We see her on the line. We see also Prophetess Darlene Davis, and we're going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis and ask her to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. But we just want to acknowledge those of you that have tuned in early. Some of you all have to drop off. We thank God for Minister Liberal Democrat. We see Sister T, and I believe this may be Sister Corinthian on the line. Amen. So at this time, we're going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis, and we're going to get right on in to our speaker and what she has to say to us today from the Lord. Amen. So Prophetess Darlene, could you open up with a word of prayer?
Praise the Lord. God bless. Heavenly Father,
God,
we just thank you,
Lord. God.
We just thank you. We just thank you for another day, God. We just thank you, God, for keeping us, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for being King of Kings and Lords of Lords. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Abba, Father, God. We thank you for being a mighty God. We thank you, God, for keeping us when we could not keep ourselves, God. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your deliverance power, God. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for each and every speaker, God. We thank you for the overseer, God. We just thank you for what you're doing, God, unknowing and underknowing, God. Right now we come, God, asking that you forgive us for our sins, God. If there's anything we said, done, or thought was not of you, God, we ask that you wash us, create us anew and a right spirit in you, God. Give us clean heart, clean hands, God, clean mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want more of you, God, and less of ourselves, God. Oh, God, help us to walk in the spirit, God, and not in the flesh, God. We ask, God, that you continue to be our shepherd, God, and we shall not want, God. We ask, Lord, today, God, that you look down upon someone, God, that needs you, God, on today, God. Somebody need a word from you on today, God. We ask that you bring forth a rhema word, God. Use the speaker like never before, God. Brave on it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you move back the hand of the enemy that will try to stop your people from hearing the word, God. Open our ears. Let us be attentive to what you want us to hear, God. We need a rhema word from you, God, on today in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to breathe on this line, God. Saturate this line, God, even the more, God. We come against the hands of the enemy. Every retaliation spirit, we come against it in the name of Jesus that tries to come upon this ministry. Right now, God, we ask that you look down upon this sick and the shed in, God. We ask that you remember Earlene Cummings on today, God. We receive the prayer. We know that you're moving, God. We ask that you continue to move in her body. Continue to move in her spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We're calling on you, Jesus. No other help we know. We ask that you go into the prisons on today, God. Remember Pastor Bernard's sister on today, God. Continue to keep her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the release, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you have already done, God. We ask that you touch her son, God, also in the prison, God. Continue to keep him, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover and be upon him, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you speak through all the prisons, God, on today, God. Somebody is thinking about suicide. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you give people hope. that needs hope, God. Give people joy that needs joy, God. Give people peace in the midst of their storm, God. Take them through, God, in the name of Jesus, that only you can do. And we praise you right now, God. We magnify your name, God. We exalt you, God. We lift you up, God. Oh, God, you're worthy to be praised. And we give it all to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we ask that you remember each and every person, God, that's on this line on today, God. Whatever they stand in need of, God, I'm asking that you do it, God. Move on their behalf, God. You said two or more touch and agree. Well, we come in agreement in the name of Jesus that you change the situations around in the houses, that you do a shift and a change, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you to continue to keep the overseer, God. Oh, God, let no weapon formed against her prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. You see what she goes through, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Move on her behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to order her footsteps and direct her path, God. Reward her for her faithfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we do praise you, God. We ask that you touch the president and his wife today, God. We ask you for deliverance in that White House, God. That you lead in that White House, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you touch governments today, God. Oh, God, you change situations around. We come against homosexuality today. Same marriages, same sexes today, God. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God. Cut off the root of it. Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory now. God, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we are. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is a great God. Amen. We thank God we've been going higher and higher. Every round goes higher. Amen. We want to continue to pray for the Halton family that lost their son on Saturday morning. Remember that family in your prayer. Amen. We also like to say we see, thank God for Sister T and Sister Patrice being on the line and also Evangelist Doris Campbell on the line. So we just wanted to greet you all. Truly, these women of God, I salute them. They've been on this line with me just about from its inception, and thank God for them and everything that they do to take the time to come on and support us in this ministry. We want you to know your labor is not in vain, and God sees you. Amen. We want to, again, remind everyone of that $28 seed. If you want double for your trouble, double for all of your efforts this year. Some people say they want triple. Amen. But if you won't be for the double, God ain't going to reward you triple and quadruple. Amen. You have to be faithful. And that is what God is speaking to us today about our obedience. Amen. Obedience, remember, is better than sacrifice. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. So with no further ado, we're just so honored to have my cousin all the way out of Lansing, Michigan. Michigan, somebody said Michigan is in the house. They're representing, amen. So I just thank God for her. She's been coming on the line for a few months now, and we're just so happy. She and I have been friends down through the years, amen, and have always kept a beautiful relationship. So we're just honored to have her today, and we're going to read a short paragraph on this wonderful woman of God. This is none other than Verona E. Singleton, affectionately called Roni to her family. She was born to the union of Bishop Alfred Singleton and the late Mother Elizabeth Singleton, the sixth child of 12 children. Currently, she resides in Lansing, Michigan. Verona was reared in a home with parents that were dedicated to teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the apostles' doctrine, in the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith. Amen. Her father was the presiding prelate of that organization from 2000 to 2008, and he'll be with us on this coming Thursday, so you don't want to miss that great interview that we'll be having of one of our fathers in the gospel. Amen. She is also a member of Bethlehem Temple Church known as the Bread House, where her brother, Bishop Alfred Singleton Jr., is the pastor. Sister Verona has been the praise and worship director for over 12 years at the Bread House under the pastoralship of her father. Amen, Bishop Alfred Singleton. Sister Verona is the mother of two young daughters, Jennifer and Alice. She has a genuine love for God's people, and she is determined to walk in God's divine purpose for her life as she press on for the higher calling in Christ Jesus. So with no further ado, it gives me great pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the speaker for this hour, and that's none other than Sister Verona Singleton of Lansing, Michigan. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, woman of God. I just want to give honor, take this moment, thank God. I thank God today for life, health, and strength. And I praise him because he's so worthy to be praised, and he's better than that and more than that. I thank him for this broadcast and this New Destiny ministry that he has divinely linked me to. And with the woman of God, like Evangelist Bernard said, we've been friends and have kept in contact and had a great relationship. But I am just excited to see what God is doing in her life and through her and where God is taking. I'm excited for all the people of God that I've just come in contact with and all the rich word of God that have come across the airways through this ministry. And I am convinced today in my heart that God is in this. I know he's in this. So with that said, I want you all, just as for a moment here, I'm trying to be obedient to the will of God. And Adrian said to ask me to speak. And I said, yes, Lord.
All right.
So today, I'm going to try to speak into your hearing. And it's most important for me that God be heard and not Verona.
All right.
So I'm looking for God to send a word, and I'm just going to be the mouthpiece.
All right.
Now I'm going to start here in Psalms 91. God had given me a word in my mouth, and Sister Evangelist Bernard confirmed it. God had given me something when I believe it was Prophetess Theodore Glover was speaking, and God had dealt with me, like I had said then, that my assisting my grandmother as a young girl, I waited on my grandmother helping my mother. And my grandmother always had me read before she went to bed Psalms 91. And that day, God gave me some greater insight, a greater revelation of that. And I've read it. I knew it. It's been in my belly for years. It's been in my spirit. But that day, God gave me a greater insight. So what I've come to today, I'm going to try to speak into your hearing on dwelling in the secret place. Question might be asked, where is the secret place? And I'll say to you, it is in the Word of God. And I will also say resting, what came in my spirit, God gave me resting on his word. Obey the instruction. All right, I want to start at Psalms 91 and the first verse, and I'm just going to read verse 1 and verse 2. The Word of God says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. And I've often, in my walk, in my relationship with God, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I've tried to look for that secret place. As we got last week, when Evangelist Bernard started this, so God began to deal with me, and here in Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and Evangelist Bernard was saying at the beginning of the month, and I was listening to her, and I told her, I shared with her, I said, you kept saying that you don't know how God's going to lead us, but I'm convinced at this place that the word was in her mouth. And when she spoke and have been dealing with obedience, and obedience brings about blessings. And we know that according to the word. And one word we've been standing on is that out of Deuteronomy 28. And I'm trying to go there, and I just want to read just that first verse. And God began to deal with me in my spirit with this. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today.
Hello.
That the Lord, your God, will set you high above all nations of the earth.
Oh.
Now, the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me in my spirit as I've been just listening all this month with just such rich words. And I am convinced and I'm confident in my spirit that we are in the right vein and we're on the right track here. Dwelling in the secret place. Now, if you look at dwelling, dwelling is a place that you stay. You're there. And being a praise and worship leader, God put that mantle on me. He appointed me for that. And he let me know in that time. He taught me and he was getting me ready for wherever he's taking me next. He taught me in my spirit about dwelling in his presence, that there is peace as was spoken on yesterday. But you know sometimes, you know, we have to be tried. The word of God says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
All right.
Yes, Lord, I thank you right now. And that is dealing with faith. And sometimes we know our faith has to be tried.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the song that's out now that says, greater is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But before you get to that part, it starts out, if it wasn't for the shaking.
Ah, Jesus.
If it wasn't for the pressing, yes, Lord, I thank you right now. But greater is coming. It's coming. And we know according to the word, Jesus told one of his disciples, and I can't think of him right now, and I'm going to paraphrase. He said, Satan would desire to sift you as wheat.
Come on.
But he said, I'm paraphrasing, he said, don't worry, but your faith is not going to fail you. You're going to come through it. Hey, yeah, Mama. And I thank him today because he's faithful to his word. And that's why I am resting in his word. Because I've had some shaking in my life. But one thing I am confident is greater is coming.
Mm.
And I'm not talking talking about for myself. I'm talking about for his work for the kingdom of God, because God said that it's not his will that any should perish, but all should come to the light. And I'm paraphrasing. It's not his will that any should perish. Yes, Lord. We thank you right now. So in this resting, we know that we need to learn how to trust God. We trust in him. Faith in God. I want to go to, take you to just a couple of things here, just a couple of scriptures. Psalms 125. Let's go see what Psalms 125 is saying. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Yes, Lord. Speak, Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give me 1 second. Psalms 125 and 1. And it says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever.
Ah.
See, if you just obey in the instructions, the word God tells us, just trust in him. And in my going through and in my time of God doing what he's doing in you and in me, we've got to trust him.
Oh.
Sometimes the way looks so dark and we seem like at midnight hour is not going to pass, but oh, hallelujah, he's faithful. Oh. And just when we think that we can't take no more,
ah, come on,
he'll come in and he'll lift you up, because the word of God says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. And every time I felt like I was pressed down, hallelujah, the word will come up in my spirit and I begin to praise him. Because I know the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'll find, hallelujah, he'll lift my head up. Yes, Lord. So we thank him today. We praise him. We praise him. Let's trust him. We're talking about dwelling in the secret place. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now let's go to Proverbs 3 and 5. Yes, Lord. Not going to be too long. I'm just going to do what God said do, and I'm done.
That's it. That's it.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. 3 and 5. Yes, Lord. Trust, the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall, not maybe, not, it might be, it's the word of God says he shall direct your path.
Come on, come on.
And I am decided, I am in my heart determined, I'm going to trust him. I have some examples that have went on before me. My late mother, she trusted God. Now, we know the story of old in the Bible day, but I happen to be fortunate enough to see examples with my own eye. And I am convinced today, and I know my Redeemer, he lives. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My mother was an example. God led me to have an example before me. And all the way through to the day she transitioned, she was an example before me. She stood as a sacrifice. She had told us years ago
Yes, Lord. She said she didn't want to suffer like her mother and her sister had suffered. But I saw something in her, in God in her, dealing with knowing the Lord in the fellowship of his suffering.
Come on now.
He went to the cross when he asked God, is there any other way? But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm paraphrasing now. And I saw in my mother that spirit. She was fellowship with him in his suffering. She knew him in the fellowship of his suffering.
Come on.
I watched her as she went through this thing.
Mm.
They diagnosed her in 2003. Well, really between the end of 2000, very last days of 2002 to 2003, and they rushed her in by the first month of 2003. She went into surgery. They diagnosed her with cancer. We had got prophetic word. I found out later in like November of 2002 or October, the man of God had spoke to the Singleton family group that was up at a church in New York, and he told them that he see cancer. He began to speak prophetically. He said, but there will be no, he said, he see a mass. And he saw it, he said it as cancer. He said, but there will be no cancer. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but if she was diagnosed, so they rushed her in surgery. She came out of that, but before she went in, we begin to seek God, and we begin to lay prostrate, and we ask God to extend her life, put more years on it. And before even that happened, a few days before Thanksgiving in 2002, my mother she was a diabetic for about 30, had been diagnosed as a diabetic and on insulin for about 30 years at least, 30 to 35 years. Before she had 12 children, and before that last one, the 11th one, she was already a diabetic then. And so this was 35 years. She had a low blood sugar reaction at night, in the middle of the night. And my father, you know, of course, was with her. And this one was different because my father spoke on it, stuck with him, and did something to him. And we always meet for Thanksgiving. So this one was something more greater. It was at a different height. And when my father described it, he said she was up rejoicing and speaking in tongues. And she said, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. And he began to beg her, Elizabeth, Elizabeth, come back. And as he did that, she came on back. But by the time we went going on to where we were, she was diagnosed. She went in surgery. Before she was diagnosed, we were laying prostrate out there. And we were praying and begging God. My mother was standing up just watching us. And she said, I never forget it. She held up her hands and she said, I'll fight for you all. And what I saw in that, and God has shown me since then, my mother was ready to leave when she had that reaction that night, and she had got a glimpse on heaven. I believe that with all of my heart. And she said, and she decided in her heart, she was like Jesus. She said, and she didn't want to do it this way. She had told us she didn't want to suffer like her mother did. Her mother suffered for 10 years. Her sister suffered. But she said she didn't want to suffer that way. But I see in this that she had took on a sacrificial spirit. And she said, I'll do it for you all. And I know it takes God in a person to do that. So she went on and God, she had the surgery. She was in there about, I would say, 10 hours about. And they came out. And it was more, and it was real. They described to us something and said that if she makes it through the night. But I heard the word of God say to me in that place, set your face as a flint. And I began to just trust God, and we all was trusting God. And God began to turn the thing around, and she was raised all the way back up. She had an ostomy. It was reversed. the story is a little longer. I'm not going to go into all of it. But I tell you this, God raised her all the way on her feet. But my mother came to a place with her and God that she was ready to see God. She knew that to be active in the body was to be present with the Lord, and she was ready to meet her Lord. She had finished her course. She had fought a good fight. She finished her course. She was ready to meet God, and was nothing going to keep her here no more. But even in that, yes, Lord, God dealt mercifully with us, and I believe she communed with him. Lord, I'm thinking about these children and my husband. She lingered for 6 months. They came back in 2006, and they told her that it had come back. I have all the records, and I'm going to tell you this, even in that diabetes my mother had, for 35 years, all of her organs were working. She was never on dialysis a day. And going through advanced stage 4 cancer, none of her organs failed. And as the man of God, he said he was not alive. When the end of that thing was over, by the end of 2003, she was cancer-free. They went in, and they didn't even find a polyp in her colon where she had gotten an ostomy on top of it, which was an emergency situation. That's how bad the situation was looking, and the doctor told us he was going to tell us he was going to give her 10 days. But look at God. That, God is merciful. But he raised her all the way back up. The cancer was gone, and really at the end of the matter, that cancer really didn't take her. My mother was ready to meet God.
Go ahead.
And I'm convinced of that in my spirit. Yes, Lord. Hi, y'all. We're talking about trusting him. And in this, what I can say, I know him to be a healer. I know him to be a mind regulator. The word says, he who keeps his mind stayed on me, I'll keep him in perfect peace. And the reason why I know it, because I know when my mind hadn't been on him, I had trouble in my spirit. But as soon as I get my mind on Jesus, peace come over me. Follow the instructions. Obey them, I say today, because God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. I know him to be a deliverer because he brought me when I was sinking deep in sin. He brought me out. And I'm telling you today, we know he's done these things. And if he's done these things, we're excited to know and see what he's going to do in our life. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Hell yeah, mama. For the King of Glory shall come. Who is the King of Glory? I'm paraphrasing. The Lord God mighty in battle. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. He's worthy of all of the praise.
Hey,
I thank him today. And I'm going to conclude here. I'm going to conclude on this word. I'm going to rest on this word right here.
Hey, glory.
Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Yes.
And with his stripes, we are healed. If you are in a place of any kind of healing you need today, rest on the word. If you need deliverance, rest on the word of God. Seed is in the word today. Obey the instructions. He's faithful to his word. Not only that, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. He also said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I shall repent. It's going to all go away. His word shall stand. It will stand. And I thank God, I'm resting in it today. I tell you, people of God, rest on his word.
Rest in his word.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to just say one more thing. Ecclesiastics says 12 and 13, and we all know this. This is the conclusion of this. Whole matter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God says, do you have Ecclesiastics? No, I've got it here. One moment. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you. This is the conclusion of this. This is the conclusion of it. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. His word, for this is the whole duty of man. Thank you, Jesus. I bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. God, I praise you. I'm going to praise him right now. Oh, God, I thank you. I praise you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, because it's going into dry places. Hiya, he called out of mercy. Stirring up the gift that is within us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we rest on it. We have peace in it. Lord, knowing that all things are working together for good to us. For them that love the Lord and are they called according to his purpose. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hey, Lord, give strength to this broadcast, Lord God. Help it, oh, God. I know that you're in it, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we're just resting and watching you do your work, Lord. Always be the head of it, we pray today. Oh, flesh be out of the way. Oh, God, we thank you, and let God come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. He that dwelleth. Ah, you had a word. That was a word. Hey, you know, Moshaya. You don't almost see it. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God gave her that word. She said a secret table. But then God's word. Secret place. You can get into God's word. When you get into this world, there's no sorrow, there's no pity, there's no depression, there's no anxiety, hallelujah, there's no jealousy, there's no backbiting, there's no ending. When you get in God's word, you will love like he said love. Hallelujah. Yes. I don't have nothing else to add. That was an error. She said the secret place is in God's word. If you go in that secret place, everything you have need of is in that secret place. Hallelujah.
Yes,
what a word, what a word. It don't take God all day to speak. What the Lord gave her. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, glory to God. You know, there's no way you can be raised in a Christian home.
There's
no way that your mother and your father could have been in a relationship for 55 years and 65 years of those years was dedicated and committed to serving God's people. Amen.
Yes,
every pastor's child Every PK should have a word in their belly. Yes, some of them go on and stray away. Some of them go off and do other things. But my Bible tells me to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, the Bible said, leave them alone. Leave them alone. He, when you have children, when they get old, they won't support. I thank God for Verona today. Ah, you're the most fire. Let the Lord use her. Amen. She's not an ordained minister, hey, baby, but she was raised in a Christian home. She was raised in a home. A mother and a father served God. Ah, 55 years of marriage. Amen. 12 children. That word is in them. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Is in the word of God. Amen. We got about 16 callers still on the line. Amen. We're going to open up the line. Hey, glory to God. We're going to open up the lines. I'm going to go to Prophetess Theodora Glover, and then I'm going to go to Prophetess Sandra Turk, and then the Prophetess Darlene Davis, and then we're going to start at the switchboard at the top all the way down. Going that all. Hey, glory. That was a word, Roni. Prophetess Glover, God bless you.
God bless you, and praise the Lord to everybody. I just want to give honor to God for who, simply being who he is and who he is in the lives of all of his people. But I also want to just give a shout-out to Minister Verona, because she has blessed the people of God today, and I wanted to try to lend support and prayer for her and what God is doing in her life. And so I pray that someone was able to be blessed and encouraged to continue to go in God, to trust God, and to dwell in the secret place, in a place of prayer. And then I also lastly want to say this to the word bearer. Stay with God and go, continue to eat the word and continue to walk with God and watch God bless you, watch God build you, and watch God strengthen you even the more for the run. Preach the word of God, and God will be with you. Amen. I'm done.
Amen. Thank you, Chief.
Hallelujah. Prophetess Darlene and then Prophetess Turk. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless. I give honor to God. I just truly thank God for being God. I just thank God, woman of God. I thank God for the word you gave in the secret place. I just thank God because you truly have been in the secret place. God has used you on today, and I just want to say continue to go forth in the Lord, and I'm godly proud of you, and I know God is proud. So continue to be blessed. God bless everyone.
Amen. 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 We're going to God bless you. We see Lady Morris on the line after Evangelist Doris. We're going to go to Lady Morris out of Birmingham. Ah, hallelujah. Evangelist Doris, God bless you.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless everyone on the line. I was so blessed about with the testimony. It really portrays the faith in God, and I'm so excited, and you just have been so encouraged right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, woman of God. May God continue to bless you and continue to fill you with more faith in him and trust in him.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Bless you. Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Doris. Lady Morris, God bless you. So good to see you with us today.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and to all of you. I truly, my heart is just so happy on today. I'm so glad to reconnect with you all because, you know, we've been going through in my family with funerals, and after that I've been battling this flu, but hallelujah, I thank God that I was able to come on today and hear such a timely and powerful, encouraging word, hallelujah, from Sister Singleton, hallelujah. I just bless you, and even as you was talking about your mother on today, I was just seeing her beautiful face. Before even how she would come to Mississippi, to my uncle's church, Bishop Coleman, and even at the convention. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that your mother made such an imprint. And many times, pastors' children, a lot of times they take their parents for granted. But I thank God for you had a spirit, hallelujah, of a learner. You were there and you were being taught and you were just taken in, and you just didn't just take her life for granted, but you have seen, you have read the word, but hallelujah, you have seen it manifest before you, hallelujah. There's nothing like when you can just get that revelation. It's one thing between having cold facts and having an experience, and truly you have spoken to us out of your experience on today, hallelujah. Your mother is a great patriot, hallelujah. We read about over in Hebrews, but my God, hallelujah, you have talked about, hallelujah, patriot, an apostolic woman of God, first lady, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I can go on, but my Lord, you have blessed us to stay in this secret place, to just dwell there, and how to trust him even when you're tried in the fire, hallelujah, when things, hallelujah, look different, but the word of God said, just trust me, hallelujah. And the word of God says, after you have suffered a while, then when he strengthens and establishes you, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I bless you, woman of God. I bless you. I just want to let you know that the anointing is all upon your life. And if I heard you correctly, you said that you have been graced with an anointing to with praise and worship. Yes. But I just want to say this. Many times in the body of Christ, because we know one person in one aspect, maybe as a teacher or an evangelist or a singer, many times we keep them there. Hallelujah. But I just want to say unto you, just be sensitive to the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that if God speak or move upon you, hallelujah, because you're already ministering, hallelujah, the anointing is there, hallelujah. You know, so many people call themselves and God never called them, and many are preaching without the anointing, but I thank God because the anointing is all up on this line and through you, woman of God, and I just bless you on today. I just bless you because you represent a PK so well, hallelujah. And I bless God for your family, your father, your mother, your siblings, the Singletons and their singing ministry, hallelujah, those that are preaching. We just bless Evangelist Bernard and you all's cousin down here in Birmingham, Pastor Jackie McLemore. I said some time ago, I'm going to say this and I'm going to let it go. There's such an anointing in the Singleton family, hallelujah. When you encounter them, there's an anointing. There's Dr. Singleton, Bishop Singleton, there's an anointing. And for you all to be so gifted and for God to anoint your family, that's just a tremendous blessing, because sometimes you only find one or two in a family, but there are many of you all, hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lady Mars. We certainly have missed you, and I know sometimes you're coming from work and you sign on the line. We certainly have missed you, so we're just so happy to hear your voice today. So God bless you. Amen. Our prayers are continually with you and your family. Amen. Give our best to your husband. Amen, amen. I tell you, God knows those that are his. Amen. We're going to Sister Patrice, amen, and then to Sister T. We had a lot of callers on the line today. I want you all to flood the lines on tomorrow. Minister Liberal Democrat will be ministering for us. And on Thursday, we're having an interview with Sister Verona's father, a man of God that's been walking in the gospel for over 60-some-odd years. He will be here on Thursday, so don't miss that that segment, and especially those of us that are aspiring to do ministry, and we want to know how to balance this thing. You know, Bishop had to have some balance with 12 children, amen, and a wife and a ministry, but God blessed him tremendously, so you certainly don't want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime interview, amen, on Thursday. So we're going to Sister Patrice, amen. God bless you, woman of God. And
bless you.
Sister T.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was revelation, revelation, revelation. I was on the line last week, and you touched a little bit on dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, and that just living there. We have to live in his word, and I just thank you for that word. It blessed me richly. It really blessed me, and I just
God, may God bless you, Lord God. And I just thank you for that word. That was really rich, really, really rich. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Patrice. Sister T, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. I just thank God for that word. I've been standing on Psalms 91 for a long time. Even some of the things you were talking about, I have been living my own life. So just thank you, praise God for that word. It's been written to me. I'm going to stay in that place. Stay in my word. I just thank you.
Amen.
Bring it forward. God said that was especially for me. The Psalms 91 said, dwell in that place. I just thank you, praise God for the ministry. Praise God for the word that I receive.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, Sister T. I got a lot of static in the background, so God bless you. We're going to Sister Kim and then to Sister Albertine. Well, no, I see a call that I'm not familiar with. Let me go to them. Area code 980, the last four of your number is 670. Can you greet us? Caller?
Honey, they hear you. I mean, they called your number.
Who's that?
No, no, they're saying they saw the number and they were asking if we could greet them.
Okay. Good morning,
amen.
My brothers. Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Evangelist Bernard. This is Reverend Bernard and Reverend Paula Cheeks, friends of Bishop Patterson. And we are a delivery... Yeah, we own a delivery and messenger business, so we're going to be calling in when we're on the road so we can fellowship with the family, with the brothers and sisters
amen.
In Christ.
Amen. Well, God bless you. So good to hear your voice.
It's a blessing to be with you as well, my sister. Happy New Year. May the blessings of God's journey for you in 2014 fall richly in your life.
Jesus. I received that. Well, we're just so happy that you all were able to tune in. You all got to come. This is the husband and wife team. They have a radio broadcast and just on the battlefield serving God. So God bless you all.
Amen. And Reverend Bernard, let me say to you, we're on 24/7, 365, and we would love to have you tune in and also be able to be a part of what we do with our ministry because, again, it's not mine, it's not yours, it all belongs to God.
Amen. Give us that information.
Okay, it's www.perfect, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, gift, G-I-F-T, ministries, M-I-N-S-T-R-I-E-S-N-C, .org. That's perfectgiftministriesnc.org. And when you go to the website, you just click the listen live and just know that we just love the Lord and we know you love the Lord. And and the young lady that was just speaking about her mother, what an awesome, awesome testimony.
Amen. Now, is that MCM as in Mary or N as in Nancy?
N is in Nancy. We're out of North Carolina. It's perfectgiftministriesnc.org, and we based our ministry on James 1:17. Every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights in which there is no shadow of turning. He's the same God today. He's the same God of our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, and he never changes because his word is true. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. Give them your name again. You and your wife's name again.
It's Minister Bernard and Minister Paula Webb Cheeks.
All right. Hey. Well, Lord, we got to get Bishop Patterson on. He haven't been responding. When you talk to him, tell him he has his Bernard. Say, give her a call. I have to put him on blast. Well, God bless you all. Minister Bernard and Evangelist, God bless you all. So happy to see you all on the line today. God bless you. Again, that website, you can go to them and listen to their live radio broadcast at www.perfectgiftministries, that's plural, N-C, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, .org. Amen. So God bless you all.
Amen.
We love you all. We will be tuning in. Amen. And we want to come back later and give prophetess Darlene Davis information out again. Amen. God bless you. We're going to Sister Kim and then Sister Albertine. God bless
you. We love
you.
God bless.
Love you all too. God bless you all. Sister Kim? Okay, she may be at work. Sister Albertine, God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and the woman of God. That message was right on time for me today. I was kind of feeling a little down and just been, you know, taking care of some things. But, you know, that word is just so inspirational. You have to stay, you know, in that word, and you have to trust God and know that sometimes when it doesn't seem like things are going your way or it doesn't seem like God is moving, he is, you know, and we just have to stay prayed up and stay in that word because that's our armor. You know, we have to put on the full armor of God every day, which is that word, and walk by faith and not by sight and remember that God is in control. And I thank you for that word, and it was very powerful right on. I loved it today, and it was some good eating, good food that I needed. And thank you again, and God bless you.
All right. We're going to have Minister Democrat to pray, and I think he's the last speaker. We've been loaded today, so we're going to go to Minister Democrat. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear. Let me...
The mic. Randy said that's why I was on the phone.
Hey, man, we have some background. I think someone might don't know their line is open. But hallelujah anyhow, amen. And God, as we get ready to pray, amen, amen. I just wanted to say amen about Brother Stephen Halton. Amen. I was looking at his last message on Facebook, and we were talking, the woman of God, she was speaking about peace. I believe that God lets you know when he's about to call you home, he gives you a peace. Amen. And Stephen said, it's not who you know. It's knowing the one you serve is all you need. Trust in God, not in man. And his last message was feeling blessed. Amen to God. So when you got peace, like the woman God was preaching about, amen to God, and living in that place, in the secret place, God start revealing stuff to you that other folk don't know. Amen. So I believe God lets people know, amen, when he's about to call them home. Amen. So amen to God. Amen. God is going to reveal some things, amen to God. Amen to you, woman of God. Amen to God. While you are going through, amen to God, this is when God begins to speak to us. Amen to God. It looks like chaos before you put that cake in the oven. It looks like crazy eggs. It looks like crazy flour. It looks like, I'm talking to some cooks now, right? Amen. And all that craziness, amen to God, it looks undesirable. Amen. And I'm speaking this to Sister Albertine, you know, and it looks like chaos, but God knows what he is doing. Amen. So we're going to begin to pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, God. God, right now with that chaos, amen, of God, just like you created the planet Earth, oh God, change the atmosphere in this sister's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you activate her angels, oh God. Hallelujah, that's in her house. Amen to God, that's around her right this second, oh God. Hallelujah, that you begin to affect the atmosphere, oh God, and change that chaos into her spiritual cake, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, that you finish, oh God, that work in her, oh God. Hallelujah, that you finish, oh God, that thing that you're trying to do, oh God, that she can have that cake experience in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that there be a speedy quickness, oh God. Hallelujah, if this chaos turns into that cake, oh God, and that you encourage her, oh God, and that just like you've given, oh God, Stephen a word, oh God, that you would give her a word, oh God. Hallelujah, just like you have given us a rhema, God, give her a rhema when she hangs up this phone, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, give her a rhema in the midst of that chaos, oh God, that lead it to that cake experience, oh God. We pray that, oh God, in Jesus' name, that when she hangs up this phone, God, that it will be a rhema. amen, of God, and he will take her into a new atmosphere that wherever she goes, just like that astronaut, just like that person when they go underwater, just like that person when they go to an unfamiliar territory, that she will be able to take this prayer, God, amen, as oxygen to take her through that atmosphere, oh God. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. That you cover her right now, God. Even after the phone is hung up, you cover her. And, oh, God, you cancel that assignment that's been assigned to buffet her ministry. You cancel that assignment that's been been assigned to, amen, everything that's against her health, her sound mind. You have no legal right. We speak to that demon in the name of Jesus that you take your hands off of her, that God, amen, of God, and his angels begin to fight from her from this phone call. We decree this and we declare this. In Jesus' name, and that everybody on this phone that's interceding is covering you right now, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we call her name out, Sister Albertine. In the name of Jesus right now, all the intercessors on this line, the Bible said, whether two or three, amen of God, in his name, God is going to do a thing when you hang up this phone. Amen. Just receive it in Jesus' name, and we speak this over your life in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We decree it. Hallelujah. We decree it. We decree it. We decree it in your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
God. We give the glory today, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Before we go back to our speaker, amen, we want Prophetess Darlene to share with us and give you her information. She hosts a prayer line on
Tuesday. Hallelujah. Jesus.
So,
Prophet
Darlene,
can
you give them that information?
Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
That information is
71.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
I'm doing something, God. Trust me. You can just grab a hold, hallelujah, to this anointing, right?
Hallelujah.
Every yoke will be destroyed. Every sin would have to sink. Hallelujah. To yourself. Prophesy to yourself. I'm going to feel better than you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I won't be miserable today. Yeah, glory
to God. That's right, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You don't never speak to them. They'll never be removed.
God, do it. God, do it. God, do it.
In the name of Jesus, we have to speak it. We don't have to wait for somebody else to speak it.
That's right, Holy Ghost. That's right, Holy Ghost.
God.
Come on, come on, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, come on.
Speak to that wage and live.
Take your authority.
Thank you, Jesus. Trust God. Fear not. Fear not.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We have to rest in God, like the woman of God said. We have to rest in God's word.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Sometimes
that's
we feel so bad. Amen. And we don't have nobody to call. Hallelujah. So that's why you need to call on Jesus. Amen. Thank God to fix this situation, good God. Father, but he wants you to activate something. You see, before you can be blessed, you have to participate in your own blessing. And then you have to initiate your blessing. The God of God have already gave us the word. The promise is there. But you have to be a participant.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
If God tells you to go do something and you just sit there, don't get angry with God. He said move.
Move.
He said act. And you shall receive. He said to seek and you shall find. He said a knock and the door shall be open. Sometimes we wait on God. We wait on God. We wait on God. Well, while you're waiting, do something. While you're waiting, move. While you're waiting, participate in the blessing that you're expecting.
Hallelujah. Somebody heard a song.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you didn't expect that miracle, but you have to do something to participate in that miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ask the Lord to bless us, but we never make any effort. We never move. We don't do a resume. We don't make no phone calls. We won't even set up an interview. Come on. God, initiate your blessing. I just was moved to say that today. We have to, the woman of God said, well, it's the secret place is in God's word. But in the midst of that, you have to do something. James said, the man of God said, their ministry is based on James 1:17. But I'm telling you, James also said, faith without works is dead. I don't care how much faith you have, if there is no works, faith plus works equal miracles. Faith plus works command the blessings of God to overtake you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Darlene, I just heard something in my spirit.
Praise the Lord. I just want to invite all prayer warriors, all intercessors. If you love to pray, I'm inviting you to the line. After the woman of God just came forth, I have to even say it different. I'm inviting you to the line on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. And the number is 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498. Once again, that number is 712-432-1500, 211-498. And if you're on the East Coast, it's at 8 p.m., and I think the West Coast is at 5. And you can also go on Prophetess Darlene Davis on my site at Prophetess Darlene Davis.
On Facebook, you get information there.
On Facebook, or also you can go on Pastor Bernard's site, and you can get the information there. God bless. Come and join us. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you will be blessed. Saturday night is overflow night. God bless you all.
Amen. Name of Jesus. Support this woman of God. You're talking about a prayer war. She don't say much on the line, honey. She is an anointed intercessor, and she's also a prophetess, so she's speaking a word from God. Amen. Let me see if my sister Dawn, she's always at work. God bless you, Dawn. Are you able to say anything? Amen. I want her to know I don't ignore her, but I know she's at work most of the time. This is my oldest sister. Dawn? Amen. Okay, see that work, so we're going to go back to our speaker. Remember tomorrow, our minister, liberal Democrat, will be speaking for us, ministering for us. You're talking about a man who loves the Lord, love the anointing, love to pray. Amen. Love to teach us, Sunday, him tomorrow. And on Thursday, again, we'll be doing a live interview with Bishop Alfred Pingleton out of Lansing, Michigan. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Former presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, and also the senior bishop and the Dawson bishop of the state of Michigan. Amen. So he'll be with us on Thursday. Amen. So we're going back to Sister Verona Singleton. I tell you, Roni, God really used you today to speak a rhema word, a fresh word today.
Yes,
so we for you, so we're going to go back to you for your final remarks. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. I just thank God today because he's so faithful, and to him all the glory goes, all the honor. I take nothing for myself, because if I often say, and Sister Evangelist Bernard, you know this, I say, if I'm going to be talking just to be talking, I don't want to say anything, because if it's not edifying and if it's not helping the people of God and people, human people that God said it's not his will that any should perish,
that all should come to the what is true. If it's not being edifying and helping, I might as well not be talking. But in that, I'm just thankful for this broadcast, radio broadcast again, and I thank God for it, and I thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard, woman of God, my cousin. I love you. I love you with the love of God and with the natural love of family. I love you. I thank God for you because I know that he's using you in my life at this time. He's brought us together for this divine appointment. But on that, I'm going to say this after listening to all the different comments that were made. I just feel in my spirit, and when you all prayed right there, I feel that someone, and I know we all get there, in a confidence-building scripture, I'm going to leave with you. Read Philippians 4 and 8, and it says, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You all be blessed, people of God, today, and pray for me, that I continue to be obedient to the voice of the Lord, and I'll be have a clear and a sensitive ear to him. And I thank God for all the people, God, today. I love you.
Amen. And I tell you, I was on the road today. You all won't believe I've been in this car. But you know what? When I look at it, I'm looking at the, how amazing and awesome of God we serve. You know, my grandson, I never knew what this thing was, but I found out a couple of months ago he had, like, this is like a generator socket, and you plug it into your cigarette lighter in your car. And I turn my key, and I can plug in my laptop computer and get electricity, get power. Amen. So I've been sitting in this car, and I plug that in, and when I'm running and I can't get to where I need to get, I find a place where they have Wi-Fi, and that's what I had to do. I'm over in the parking lot by FedEx. Could not get home. And so I plug that surge in, that power surge in, and it only has one outlet, and you can also charge your cell phone in the little plug too at the same time. You know God is amazing.
Yeah.
Knowledge that and wisdom that he has given to man, I tell
yes,
you,
God.
Technology is amazing. And with my laptop, I have to plug it in because, I don't know, I guess it's old, and I need this power to go into this laptop. So I'm sitting here. I had to roll out the windows because I got a little heated.
$4,
no. We serve an amazing God. And all
we have
to do is have a willing heart to serve him. If you are diligent and faithful to God and what he has given you to do, guess what? He'll open up a race seat just for you. Lord,
all right.
He'll wipe out. Minister Tillman said he'll cause a bank to be blown up just for you, and nobody will be injured, and you'll have every dime that you need. Hey, glory to God.
Today,
as I was sitting in this vehicle, I thought about how amazing God is. My God. Well, we're going to go back. God bless you, Rona. You have blessed our heart today. I'm going to go back to Lady Mars. And I'm going to let her close us out with closing prayer and ask it for her to continue to pray for you and the Singleton family, that God will continue to bless your father and bless your siblings and all of your extended family. In Jesus' name, Lady Mars.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you, Lord, for what you have given us on today, God. Lord, we thank you for the speaker. And, God, we thank you for everyone that shared their comments, God. We speak continual blessings over Evangelist Bernard right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would just take this word and fortify us, oh God. Lord, and just increase our faith in the name of Jesus, God, because we don't know what tomorrow holds, but God, we know that you hold our future, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just put a spirit of urgency in the atmosphere, Lord, that we will just stay in that secret place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we'll continue to hear your voice, God. We'll continue to be about the work of the kingdom, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless, oh God, even the speaker, liberal Democrat on tomorrow, Lord God, Bishop Singleton, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would just bless him, Lord, that he will begin to impart into us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, a man that have gone through the fire, Lord, that have stood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, a man of faith, a trailblazer, God, that have raised the churches, oh God, reared a family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, he has done what you have called him to do, oh God. We've seen the fruit of it displayed on this line on today, God. We speak blessings over Sister Singleton on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Take us to another dimension, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bless us, oh God, every hearer that comes on this line, God, that we not take the word, oh God, for granted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will use it as a fertilizer to fertilize our faith, oh God. We thank you for this entity, oh God. We thank you for this ministry, God. Have you given Evangelist Bernard the vision, God, for such a time as this, God, in this end time season, God, that your people can come together to hear a sound word, an encouraging word, hallelujah, a word that will bless you, heal you, comfort you. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless, oh God, that this will be a fountain, God, that it will fill us, oh God. It will refresh us and revive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just speak blessings over every individual that is connected to this line and those that shall come in the name of Jesus. And God, those that come on this line that don't know you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak salvation right now in the name of Jesus, God, that eyes and ears will be open, oh God. We speak it now, God. Somebody will receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we thank you. Miracles would take place on this line, God. We thank you for the prophetic line. We thank you for the freedom, Lord, for the gift, oh God, to operate on this line in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the visionary, oh God, because every place does not have the freedom to flow. But God, we thank you. We bless your name, and it is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank God for you all. Sister Kim, I didn't get a chance to talk, hear you, but God bless you. We're going to close out with one of the Singleton songs, Created to Worship. Bless you.